Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah! On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
That one's chopped off the plate. Tough play for Sosa. He makes it. No, not in time because Vaughn didn't make the catch at first base. Lenin Sosa's throw was there in time, but the ball was not caught cleanly, and the Astros take a 4-3 lead.
Suppose you have to take them however you can get them.
Dub's a dub.
I would have liked a more convincing dub, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. And the Houston Astros won yesterday afternoon thanks to a White Sox implosion in the field. So now, the Astros, after taking 2 of 3 against the White Sox, they're back to 8 games back of Seattle in the American League West and 6 games back of Minnesota for the number 3 wild card spot. Hello and happy Friday. It is Gallant and George on Friday, June 21st, 2024. Friday. Got to get down on Friday. And Joe, the Astros World Series is here.
Woo!
I don't think that is an extreme statement at all. This is the World Series at Minute Maid Park this weekend against the Baltimore Orioles. And you know, I've been very disappointed in the Astros to this point. You have two. They've got to win at least 2 out of 3 this weekend to maintain my attention, period. I will leave. I will get up, say I'm going for a carton of milk.
I'd never come back.
A pack of smokes.
You're going to abandon them?
At least for the rest of this year. Yeah, Joe, we're here. This is the crucible.
Now, I need to define, this is their World Series.
This is their World Series.
Now, like, if you were, in past years, Rangers fans would have said, or Mariners fans would have said, their series versus the Astros was their World Series. And if they missed the playoffs, but they won that series, they would still be happy. So are you saying that if they win 2 out of 3 versus Baltimore and still miss the playoffs, you'll be happy?
No.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. Just making sure we're on the same page here, Paul.
But this is their World Series.
This is their first World Series.
You know what? I like that.
Might be one more. Might be two more. We'll never know.
Think about it from this perspective. Who are they playing again this first half of consequence? And say things don't go so well the rest of this first half. This could be the last time the Astros are within a certain amount of games of 500 playing against a team that's good. The rest of the way, 3 against Baltimore this weekend. The Rockies suck. Mets, don't care about Grimace. They still suck. Blue Jays suck. Twins, doing better. Marlins suck. Rangers, sucking this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find yourself falling further, either this weekend or the rest of this first half, this might be their last important series of the year.
Well, look, let's think about it this way, okay? After the game ended, where Joe Spada gets thrown out and Jose Altuve is very upset on the field, Astros 2-0.
You know what? I like that too, Joe.
Astros 2-0. Since Dana Brown said they had to cut the lead in half by the end of July, they've gone from 10-8 on pace guy. Says they'll be in first place by the end of July.
That's a lot. But hey, I like this positive direction we're going.
Am I tracking to see the Astros record post Jose Altuve getting upset on the field? Yes.
You should.
We'll see how it goes.
Maybe there was a players-only meeting that we didn't hear about afterwards.
Altuve is the leader of this team, so him being that upset in the field, we really had never seen that before. So maybe it is the moment the season changed.
Two wins in a row is just two wins in a row. Three wins in a row is a streak.
Oh, and then four, and then five, and then six. How far did LeBron go? And then seven, and then eight.
And then the crowd cut him off.
And then the crowd cut him off.
Yeah, I think they said not five, not six, not seven.
You're right. I think that's, yeah. That's what we're looking for. Not five wins, not six wins, not seven wins.
And the Orioles are really good. I understand that that's going to make it hard to get to three wins in a row, let alone four, let alone five. But not only is this the Houston Astros World Series, their first one, as correctly pointed out by Joe, this is theoretically the last stand. This could be it. And that means all hands on deck. I am not going to depress you guys today. I'm going to try my best to not be negative. I know I am very often.
Positive day.
But I do feel, Joe, as the greatest winner in Houston sports, six Super Bowl titles, technically seven, because I did live in Tampa Bay for a little bit for Tom Brady's seventh. I have five World Series, three that I count with the Red Sox, two with the Astros.
Okay.
I got two NBA championships. I got four Stanley Cups. I got two national championships. I have two undefeated seasons with the Hanover Indians of the old Colony Mites Football League. I have one undefeated season as a flag footballer. I don't have enough toes and hands for all the rings. I'm the greatest winner in this history of Houston sports. Mm. There's no debating that. And I'm here for you because this is where we all need to dig in. And you need to get down to Minute Maid Park this weekend.
From the 2-0, what is the Astros record since the second time you restarted the season? I think it was the third time, but they're 4-2.
This could be the fourth reset of the season as well.
No. We voted as a team.
This is the last one?
That last Friday was the last reset. And they're 4-2 since we reset.
Well, this is the last stand.
This is the last stand.
Okay. And look, as somebody who has helped you gird your loins from days ranging to before game six of the 2017 ALCS to moments that we had last year and the season before, we must stand firm. And you guys got to show up at Minute Maid Park this weekend. You got to stop at the Highway Cantina on your way in. You got to get lubed up with those 975 tall Texan margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually calling for the best crowd at Minute Maid Park because this is your World Series and this is theoretically your last stand.
No waves. I'll be there on time.
Be there on time, which is not that hard given it's a weekend series. But more importantly, this cannot be a mausoleum like it was against the Twins. This needs to be Rangers level energy.
Mm, I agree.
Rangers level energy.
Look, it's one of the best teams in baseball that you're facing.
Yes.
This should matter. And it's going to be hard to tell. Like, I remember when they played, last time they played Baltimore, like, I remember listening to TK and Blum talk about how it's kind of hard to tell who's who in the crowd. I'm hoping Baltimore didn't travel well for this series.
I am too. I would tell all of them that it's hot and miserable. So
fact.
You don't want to visit, but you also don't want none of this.
Yeah, Jim Crane turned the AC down.
We will turn the AC down to pump that home field advantage up. We're going to be sweating through those $20 jerseys from Fanatics, okay? Yep. The numbers are going to be peeling off because it's going to be so sweaty. And you're going to have sweat trickling down your crack, Adley Rushman, because it's going to be so hot when you're squatting behind home plate, okay? We're going to have positive vibes all show long. Sean, I got a request. I got a request. Give me that Astros 1980 song, we'll call it, okay? Hit it.
I do that.
Who says it's only a game?
You gotta go for broke this weekend.
Why do the catchers wear iron masks?
I don't know.
Why do they dive for the dive on the grass? Why do they go head first into home?
I think Joe's heard
this.
I think once.
Who says it's only a game. It's the last stand. The war's not over till the final shot. Last stand. It's not a game. Don't ask these questions during the game. Why do they? Because it's the last stand. With me now, Astros baseball. Who says it's only a game? You sufficiently pumped up right now?
Woo!
You sufficiently pumped up?
Astros.
I got one last thing for you.
Astros.
Sean, is the dump button ready?
Oh, boy.
What?
Is the dump button ready?
Oh, yes. I hope.
Okay. I want my fucking sweep. I want my sweep. I brought a broom.
I was going to say, you only get one, Paul.
I got the Tequila Sunrise jersey on. It's Nolan Ryan on the back. In honor of going down to Alvin yesterday. I want my second sweep. Two out of three, it would be nice. It is the Orioles. They are arguably the best team in the American League. They just smoked the New York Yankees yesterday. I want my sweep. This is the last stand. This is your World Series. Show up at Minute Maid Park this weekend. I hope that we are all pumped right now. This is literally possibly it, okay? And, you know, it's weird being the rah-rah cheerleader guy.
I mean, I love it.
But with this team, I have done it so many damn times. We're doing it this weekend. It's going to be a sweep.
I have a question. Did you use that broom this morning?
A little dirty. It is a little dirty.
It is very dirty.
You know why? You know why it's dirty? Because it's been so long since the Astros had a sweep. So it's just, accumulating dust as it's sitting there.
Nice, Joe. That was a good one.
I don't know, but I just felt like saying that.
It would also be dirty if you used it a lot, which the Astros haven't.
Yeah.
It just pops because of the cat hair, I think.
It's the cat hair. Definitely. Really. It just attracts it. It's funny, too. You pull it off the edge of the broom. Yeah, there's nothing here. Guys, I hope you're ready. This is going to be a huge series. I want everyone pumped up for this one because this truly might be the last one that we actually have a reason to get up for, that we have a reason to get excited for.
100%. Like if they get smoked this weekend, what excitement is there? You know, they're off on Monday, so we have to then suffer through Monday. We get here on Tuesday next week, and like, oh, they play the Rockies. Who cares? Who cares?
Exactly. We're not even thinking about that possibility, okay?
Yeah, sorry for the negative vibes.
In 1836 at the Alamo, were those Texans, those brave Texans, thinking about, I don't know, the next battle? Were they thinking about that? They were thinking about this battle. Also, they wouldn't have made it to the next battle, but shout out to them. Shout out to them, okay?
Famously, there is not another battle.
Thermopylae, did the Spartans think about the Rockies on Tuesday? No.
I guarantee you they were not thinking about the Colorado
Rockies. They were probably thinking about other things, like, why are the Athenians such little bitches, or other things. This is the last stand, okay? We're all together here. Hashtag relentless. Hashtag, well, that one doesn't work anymore.
For the H.
There we go, Sean.
Earn history.
Major comebacks. Hashtag earn history.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm.
Let's be hashtag relentless this weekend, Astros. Hashtag, do not relent. If I see anyone relent on the Houston Astros, not this weekend.
I will have a strongly worded tweet expressing my disappointment.
I'll be very mad about it on Monday if I remember.
Right, exactly. If I remember specific details from Friday's game. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Let's have some fun. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. I'm so excited, I'm sweating. YouTube.com/@ESPN Houston. Up next, they are really good. The Orioles are really good. How good? You will hear the details. Holy crap. I am a little terrified. I'm terrified of my death. It's the last stand. Doesn't matter. Gallant and George, stick around.
You are back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
O'Hearn drills one through the right side base hit. That will score Rutschman. That will score Mountcastle. Ryan O'Hearn's second hit against a lefty this year, and it is 16-5.
Yeah, that's what the Baltimore Orioles did yesterday to the New York Yankees, who they now trail by just half a game in the AL East. They're 5-2 against New York this year, and they've now won a MLB record 22 consecutive series against American League East teams.
Man, they're rolling this year. They really are most likely the next iteration of the Astros. To be honest, like what they've done with their prospects, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holliday is on his way up. Like, and then you've got, you know, the kid who's going to be on the mound tonight, Grayson Rodriguez. You had Corbin Burnes this offseason. Like, they are very 2017 Astros.
Yeah.
It looks like.
I mean, last year was a major disappointment for them in the playoffs. They were probably the favorite of many going into them. Obviously, their series against the Astros last season, if you watched them, they were fun games. They sure were. The Orioles bullpen did them in a couple of times. A very vaunted bullpen at the time. But this year, Baltimore is back, and they are really good. They batted the Yankees around in the second, went through the entire lineup. They haven't lost a series in a little under a month, and they're coming off of series wins in this order against the Braves, the Phillies, and the Yankees.
Whew.
I mean, boy, they are battle-tested. They are very good. Sure, they haven't done it in the playoffs yet. This is the new kid on the block.
And in a big, big way. And like, yeah, they're not battle-tested in the playoffs. Well, it's not the playoffs.
No.
Like this is, they're a regular season team right now, and they're crushing it. And what they did to the Yankees this series, and the Phillies who have been awesome, the Braves who have been awesome, they swept the Rays in a four-game series. Like they are just rolling nonstop right now. Gunnar Henderson is an incredible baseball player. Mm-hmm. Adley Rutschman is a great baseball player. They're scary. Like, and not just for this series, for the future of baseball, but as we are here at the last stand.
This is the last stand.
It's probably the last team I want to take the last stand against. But this is the position the Astros have put themselves in.
It would be an incredible underdog story if the Astros are able to take two or three, or do what I want, get their second sweep of the year against Baltimore over the weekend. So here are some more terrifying details about the Orioles. Joe mentioned Gunnar Henderson. He's got a 13-game hitting streak. Sixth best OPS in the majors. Adley Rutschman, eighth in the American League with a .293 average, fifth in the league with 53 RBIs. Anthony Santander has 10 home runs this month. They have the league's third best record, and again are just half a game back of the Yankees for the AL East tops. They lead the majors in homers with 119. They lead the majors in runs batted in with 379. They lead the majors in ERA with a 3.13, and they are second in baseball in OPS, 768. They are really, really good. And this is where it gets a little concerning, and I don't know, maybe do we embrace debate here, Joe? Do we force a debate?
Yes.
Over who the Astros should have put on the mound instead of this guy tonight, because Jake Bloss is going to start for the Astros. In case you haven't heard of him, he hasn't pitched in the majors before. They drafted him in last year's third round. That is how rough things are on the injury front for the Astros and their pitchers. Six starters on the injured list this year. He's 6'3", a righty. He has a 1.74 ERA in 62 innings between high A and double A. This is the Baltimore Orioles. And Joe, this is a lot like when Blair Henley, your favorite.
My favorite. My man.
Got called up to the majors. Maybe not so last second. For what it's worth, Henley, who is the only other healthy starter on the Astros 40-man roster, has three consecutive quality starts. Should it be Blair Henley over Jake Bloss? The man whose career, Blair Henley, you tried to end?
I am the motivator, okay? Blair Henley can thank me for turning his career around. He came up here, embarrassed himself, Okay, I told him he could tell his grandkids about his 1.35 ERA by moving the decimal two spots to the left. Okay, now Blair Henley has turned it around. Should he be here tonight? Probably not. But you know what? He's turning it around. He's figuring it out. He's dominating. First place Space Cowboys. Playoff team already. Blair Henley to the rescue. Not today, though.
Not today.
I'm excited about Jake Bloss. This is what Dana Brown was... like, this is what they talked about when they hired him. Was he was brought in to draft players and to rebuild this farm system. He has four players from 2023 already in AA. Oh, nope. Three players in AA from 2023. Because Jake Bloss is now on the major league roster pitching tonight. He's dominated. You can kind of tell this was coming. Because over the last 2 weeks on his Sunday flagship interview before their Sunday games, him and Robert Ford have been talking about Jake Bloss quite a bit. So I feel like he was kind of tipping his hand that this could be coming. It's a tough spot to be put into as a young kid. But this is everything Dana Brown's supposed to be. Is this great talent evaluator, and to have someone up pitching already, six injuries, yes, I know, it still is a good sign for the Astros.
Bryce Matthews, he's moving up the ranks really quickly. Is Jake Bloss the same? I'm going to assume yes, because this is the last stand, and we won't have low morale here, even with these invaders at the gates. We will not relent. We will not falter. I could quote Winston Churchill here. I could.
Yeah.
Do I need to?
No.
I don't think I do, Sean. I don't think I do, Joe, because I think they got this. I believe. Sometimes it's just blind faith. You know, we did this before the Texans-Ravens game as well. Didn't work out in the second half. But in the first half, it was tied. Yeah. And listen, for the Texans, we didn't think it was the last stand. It was the first stand. This is the last stand. This is the World Series. This is what's going to happen this weekend. A sweep.
Blanco on the mound Saturday.
Yeah.
The ace.
Fromber.
Other ace.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary ace.
Yes.
On the mound Sunday.
And
let's go.
Bloss? Future ace? Question mark?
I mean, maybe.
The Baltimore Orioles don't have any tape on them.
That's true.
They don't know what to expect.
They don't know what to expect.
Great point. Great point.
We've seen it over years. When rookies come off and face the Astros struggle. They don't know what to expect.
And the Orioles, believe me, correct me if I'm wrong, you call them the new Astros.
New Astros.
So the new Astros will struggle against rookies.
That's a good point.
The way the old Astros.
That's a good point, Sean. That's a good point.
Also, I mean, the new Astros scored 17 runs yesterday. They're not going to score at all today.
Goose egg.
That's how it works.
That is how it works. Also,
yeah,
Grayson Rodriguez, the pitcher tonight for the Orioles, on ESPN.com, it says birthplace Houston, Texas. That's fake news.
He's not really from Houston?
He went to Nacogdoches High School.
Oh.
Wow.
Some of the Nacogdoches people aren't going to like that, though.
He could have moved.
He could have
moved.
I'm just saying, fake news. He's an Aggie, so for the Longhorns out there, boo him extra loud tonight.
The Aggies are distracted. They've got a College World Series.
They do. That they do.
Grayson Rodriguez, distracted?
Yep. He's thinking about his friends, his old coaches, assuming they're still there.
For those who don't know, that Aggie ring, it pulsates whenever they're doing something in sports. And that's how they can all have that one collective cult-like hive mind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a good point. He might be distracted by the College World Series. I don't know if the Aggies are playing tonight. It would be nice if they were. He's just, going to the dugout every 5 minutes to check the score.
He's just scoreboard watching.
I will say.
Pulls out the ESPN app.
I watched the NBA Finals game 5 at Porch Swing Pub on Monday. I was stunned by how many people, Aggies fans, were paying attention to the baseball there. Like, I was the one person watching the NBA Finals. Everyone else focused. So, yeah, Grayson Rodriguez.
Well, I mean, they have a chance to win like a real championship for the first time in a long time.
Hey.
Fact.
I feel like I need to be, someone needs to defend the Aggies on this show.
It's not me.
I'll do it.
You, Sean?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You'll do it non-ironically?
I'll do it.
You're wearing burnt orange right now.
No, I'll do it, though.
You'll do it?
Hey, we're all wearing orange right now.
We're all. It's the last stand.
It's the last stand.
This is the last stand?
Best last stands in history. The cops in the city of Gotham versus Bane.
That's true.
Oh, yes. I guess after they got trapped.
Yeah, after. Yeah, you know,
the stupidest way possible. Walking, yes.
Walking down the street in his dress blues, the one captain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Matthew Modine. Yeah. Yep. Well, he was a coward until...
He redeemed himself.
Until yep. Jim Gordon got to him and said, hey, man.
Got a pump-up speech.
I got to say, similar to the strategy of let's all go underground and get buried underground, probably not the best idea to literally run at tanks.
Yeah, you know, the...
Did they win?
Somehow, somewhere.
Yeah, the 1700s style of battle that they wanted to do.
Yeah. They were very willing to fight that 1700s style of battle despite having tanks. You know what? Give Bane and the boys some honor points there, okay? Now, but they didn't make it in that last stand. So we're going to be talking about last stands. This is the Astros World Series all show long, and we're going to get you pumped up. Hit the highway cantina on your way into the park, and...
You know what, Paul?
What's that, Joe?
If the Astros win tonight, you know what? Timeout.
Ooh.
Reverse course.
If or when.
When the Astros win tonight,
mm-hmm.
I will be at the highway cantina tomorrow.
Okay.
2 hours before the game.
2 hours before.
And come find me.
Okay.
And I'll buy the first three people that find me...
A tall taxi margarita?
A tall taxi margarita.
How about that?
When they win tonight.
It really depends on how hungover I am tomorrow, like if I actually am going to be capable of going to the Astros game.
I'll
but
see
I like.
You there.
Thank you for making that commitment. Because
I'll make that commitment.
I'm not sure I'm going to make that one. But hey, it's one game at a time. This is their World Series. This could be their last stand. They need your support. Positive energy. Hold your hands up. Wait, don't. You're driving. But have your mind thinking
you're
holding
your
hands
up. You can drive with your knees
on the wheel. Yeah, start your knee up.
I don't know if you can. You're too short for that. You can drive with your knees on the wheel.
You can't drive down a side road without crashing your car.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it with my knees on the wheel because I could reach my knees up there. But hey, shots
you can
fired.
You can lower the wheel.
Yeah, the seat moves.
This is blasphemous.
It's not. It's just a
positive
fact.
Vibes.
Listen,
gone.
No, they're not. You're not.
This is the last stand. We can't be turning against
each
other.
I'm telling
people
not to take their hands off the wheel. I'm saying, imagine that your hands
you're
are raised.
At a red light, do it.
Shut up. I'm imagining your hands are raised towards the heaven. The positive energy of a spirit bomb from Dragon Ball Z manifesting itself into the air as they will take down the Orioles not once, not twice, but three times this weekend. Boom! Give me my sweep. It's Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We actually have more Astros good news. One, there is one reinforcement already back. Two, another reinforcement could be right behind him. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at Pendleton Whiskey. A lot of you might be wondering, Paul, what's in that iced coffee today? Oh, you know what it is. It's a Friday. So, I got myself an iced coffee. I poured a little Pendleton in it because I think it's a great compliment to iced coffee. But Pendleton whiskey is a fantastic drink. Why is it such a good drink? Because it's made with the best stuff, the finest northern grains. We're talking about the northwestern plains of the United States. Beautiful country. It's made with glacier water from Oregon's Mount Hood. Oh, man. And it's barrel-aged in American oak. It is America, just like a Houston baseball victory. And Pendleton whiskey... Blend it all together, you're going to get something that satisfies your inner cowboy. Pendleton Whiskey is available at your local liquor store. You can also get it at pendletonwhiskey.com. There's all sorts of different variations of Pendleton Whiskey, like the military edition. I like to get the original kind, but you can also make all sorts of cocktails with Pendleton Whiskey, again, at pendletonwhiskey.com. It's Pendleton Whiskey. It's true Western tradition. Get you some today.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And he crushes one high and deep to right field. Forget about it. Welcome back. You are done. Astros had no home runs the first two games without 44. And in his first swing... In play, he hits one out to right center.
Yordan's back, baby. That was a nice way to get back. Now,
That did not win the game for the Astros yesterday. They needed a little implosion from the Chicago White Sox, who had a litany of terrible defensive plays in one inning. About time that happens for a team the Astros are playing for a change, but they are the worst team in baseball for a reason. Before we talk about some of the reinforcements for the Houston Astros, 713-780-3776, a texter, before you give Dana Brown so much credit for having four players in AA already, do you think that the real reason that they are moving up so quickly is because the farm system is trash? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. They have nobody else better, so of course they are moving up quickly. Hey, Dana Brown's turning this thing around. I believe everything that Dana Brown has ever told me. When has he ever lied?
I mean, the statistics of Bryce Matthews and Jake Bloss specifically tell you that they're worthy of where they're at.
They have been good.
I don't know about the other two guys, to be honest.
I agree.
I don't pretend to keep up with minor league baseball like that. But those two guys specifically, Bloss, who's now here, Matthews, who was just called up to AA, the statistics show that they're deserving of this. But he also just keeps saying that, like, Dana Brown keeps saying this is how he handles it, that he moves guys quickly. So, yeah, maybe they're deserving. I don't know. Does it really matter at this point?
It doesn't. Some of these guys are moving up quickly. It's good. Hopefully, it leads to some really good results. I got to say, I have my doubts about anybody who played sports at Georgetown, which is where Jake Bloss pitched.
I think he's one of four players to be drafted from Georgetown.
I guess Georgetown has a good baseball team. The basketball.
No, like, ever.
Not so much. Ever. Oh, okay. I thought you meant this past year. I was like, oh, okay. I guess they're a baseball powerhouse.
No. Like they don't have anyone ever being brought up. Gotcha. I saw.
Interesting. Well, speaking of bringing guys up, Joey Loperfido, finally back.
Back. Confirmed.
He had that injury, but he played through it. I think he fouled a ball off his wrist. My God, the Astros have had horrible luck on that front. So he was dealing with a sore wrist, but he is back up. We'll see if he's in tonight's lineup. But I like that Loperfido's back. Loperfido deserves playing time, especially considering who we have seen out there for the Astros the last couple of games. The most recent rando, no offense, to join the lineup, Hummel. I mean, who sounds like a mid-grade, like World War II era general circa 1942.
Yep.
So it's good to see him back. He's played very well in his opportunities at the major leagues, especially considering the expectations. Theoretically, that could stop as well, but the young players for the Astros have not been an issue. In fact, the reserves for the Astros, despite all of the struggles and despite all of the injuries, they have not been the problem this year. You would think they would be. They've done everything they possibly can. They've done more than you've expected, but they're going to need to do a whole lot of that during the last stand and their World Series, this three-game set against the Baltimore Orioles this weekend.
Yeah, it'd be nice if Kyle Tucker was going to be playing during this World Series. It doesn't seem like he is. What was supposed to be a very quick and brief injury.
Get him some drugs.
He's still not back.
Get him some painkillers.
Joey Loperfido should be playing over Chaz McCormick in every one of these games.
I agree.
Chaz is not good.
Yeah, he's struggling this season, and I don't think it's going to turn around anytime soon, no matter how hard they try to make it. And I think at a certain point, you got to learn from the Jose Abreu experience. Some of these players are not going to turn around because you're trying to make them turn around. You can't keep hitting your head against the wall. Maybe McCormick will have a better second half of the year. It's not happening right now. Loperfido should not have been sent down. I hope that from here on out, we do not have any interference from the guys in the front office when it comes to what the Houston Astros do at the major league level.
Yeah, and I personally, at this point, Chaz is not in that category anywhere near like what Jose Abreu was. He should play against lefties, and that's it. Like Joey Loperfido should be the main guy playing until Kyle Tucker can return, and then he should still be, you know, with a lot more of Dubon at first base.
That is the other thing.
Yeah.
That needs to happen all the time. When they're back to full 100%. Health, Dubon's got to be in the lineup every single day. I get it. Singleton, you play him more, he'll play better. He's not going to play that well for you. So let's do smart things. Let's put the best players on the field and hope that it all works out. Dubon can play first base defensively. It's not that hard to play based off of Joey Loperfido playing it very well at the minor league level as well. He should also get some opportunities there. So there you go. One Astros reinforcement already here. Sounds like Kendall Graveman theoretically could be back in the near future. Here's Kendall Graveman on a baseball podcast while golfing. I'm not sure, Joe, who he was golfing with. There's somebody that he's golfing with who gets Kendall Graveman, though, eventually on FaceTime, and he reveals something very interesting.
Where's Graveman? Ask him how his arm's doing. When's he coming back?
He's doing well. He's doing well. He's in a, got a throwing program and all that, so he's moving on, quite moving along.
This year?
Or is it no, not, he's not going to pitch this year.
Right? Okay, they want to know if you're coming back this year.
I'm in the middle of a throwing program that ends in July, so ooh, we'll see.
Oh, hey, did you see all those there SEC teams in the World breaking, Series not named news. Mississippi State?
Wait, ends in July? So, yeah. Kendall, yeah, you're coming back in July or August?
Well, I'm a throwing program, then I got to do a mound progression. So, I'm just taking a day at a time. You know the answer.
Playoff shred. Playoff right. shred.
See Kendall in September.
There you go.
A little bit of optimism there. I got to say, hey, dude, listen, person who's asking about Mississippi State, no one effing cares. The journalism needs to be done. Like talk over him after he says, "Oh, I'm done a throwing program in July."
I think it's AJ Pruszynski doing that.
Ooh, your favorite.
Did he go to an SEC school or?
I think he went to Mississippi State.
Oh, so self burn.
I think they're taking a shot at Mississippi State not being there. Uh-huh. Maybe
Kendall.
Well,
Graven.
I'm glad he interjected into the newsworthy part of it to talk over him.
Right. Very shocked by this.
Yeah,
I mean, January 16th, Kendall Graveman out for 2024.
Yeah.
And then
what was the injury? Shoulder?
He had a shoulder surgery.
Shoulder surgery, right.
Which is what caused him to miss the end of the postseason last year when he wasn't healthy. And then so if he's coming back, like if he can be through July, back on the mound in August, if there's hope for a push, that to me sounds like a timeline in which Kendall Graveman could be your sixth inning guy instead of Rafael Montero in September.
Okay. Yeah.
So that could be good.
All hands on deck, please, by the end of the year.
All repaired shoulders on deck.
Yep. All repaired elbows on deck. Luis Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Lance McCullers.
I don't know if some of them can push them up. What are you doing on deck when everyone says all hands on deck?
I don't know. Rubbing elbow grease? I'm not sure.
You're just all up there. You're all working.
It's
like a pirate thing.
Yeah, it's a boat term. Yeah. You never were in the Navy.
I guess it could just be a boat thing, not a pirate thing.
Yeah, it could be like, you know, all hands on deck as the Titanic is sinking.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa. Bad vibes. No, we're not talking about all the Titanic. We're talking about a steaming U.S. warship that's, you know, with the Star Spangled Banner in the background as Francis Scott Key's writing some beats. Not the racist part, okay? We're talking about the Star Spangled Banner part, okay? Because that's what the Astros are right now. They're taking shrapnel, they're taking fire. But that blue and orange flag at the end of the night and those two pennants, they're still flying.
Any other last stands you have? I have a couple others.
Hit me. Give me a last stand.
Mulan's tribe versus the Huns.
Well, didn't actually happen in history.
I'm not talking about history. I'm talking about the movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a last stand either. I mean, like they got a little help from the Avalanche.
The Avengers versus Thanos' army.
Which time?
The last time.
Okay.
Yeah, because the second time they lost. Excuse me, the first time they lost.
Yeah.
They lost horribly. Then half the world died, so that was a terrible job.
Malcolm Butler versus Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That's a good last stand.
That's the greatest stand in sports history, some would say.
The Rams versus the Titans in the Super Bowl.
Ooh, yeah, stopping them at the one-yard line. Oh, no.
Stop them a little bit farther. Don't
get be picky, Sean.
He was very close to
no,
scoring.
No, it was good. No, he was still a full yard away.
Yeah.
I think for Titans fans
Oilers
to experience
fans.
That, no, they're not. Don't bring this back. Don't bring this back.
No, it would have been.
It was the third year that they were there. They had just given them the new nickname.
I know.
I still don't
they
understand
had to
that.
Live through the Frank Reich comeback.
I was just trying to see if I could trigger you.
I'm just not even listening to that argument. It's just such a dumb one. Galani George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. There's another, I guess, Astros reinforcement option, but it seems less and less likely that he's going to be back. This is the last stand. This is the Astros World Series, too. If you want to get us pumped up for this big-time series against Baltimore. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
I know on this show we have discussed a couple of times the possibility of the Astros bringing in Trevor Bauer, which is not going to happen. Let's just start off there. That is what I have heard. That is not even a possibility. But a lot of people here get all hot and bothered thinking that Bauer deserves a second chance and that he can still be the pitcher that he used to be after two incidents where, yes, it seems that he was able to escape without being civilly guilty. Is that even the word? I'm not 100% sure. I mean, there was one situation, the first one with the woman whose name actually became public, Lindsay Hill. There was that one situation where through insurance, she got a settlement, but it wasn't from Bauer. And it did seem like she was trying to extort him. And then there was somebody else who he countersued too. But there might have been more. Bauer has said he might sue baseball, but hopes it doesn't come to that. He deleted the first tweet where he said these probably false allegations. He meant to say provably false allegations. So I guess that's on the table. If he does that, Joe, I mean, he's going to be out of baseball, I would imagine, forever. So I'm guessing that's why he's holding his horse before doing that.
Yeah, we've seen this play out. Very different circumstances. Colin Kaepernick tried this. He sued the NFL. They settled, and, you know, he didn't obviously never played in the NFL again. Now, Eric Reed, also safety for the 49ers at the time, he sued the NFL. I believe he did play more games. You know, we've seen John Gruden is in the midst of a lawsuit right now within the NFL. So we've seen people, you know, sue.
The former coach of the Dolphins, who is now an assistant coach somewhere. Before Mike McDaniel, whose name is eluding me. Brian Flores. Thank you.
So It doesn't 100% mean he'll never play in baseball again, but most likely what would happen is that he would sue Major League Baseball, and they would settle, and he would never play in the league again. Honestly, I don't think it matters. I do think that there is a, you know, there he would. I think he has a right to do this because he's probably correct in the fact that teams are being told not to sign him.
Yep.
I still wouldn't want him as an Astro, personally, but there's a reason why he's having success in different leagues and nobody is bringing him in. When there are teams like the Astros with six guys hurt, when there are teams who are trying to compete for the playoffs this year, but their starting pitching is just not good enough, and no one is circling Trevor Bauer and saying, that's our guy. There's a reason for that.
I agree with you there, and I think some believe the reason he's not suing baseball isn't just because he's not getting a gig. I think some people believe that what might be found in discovery in a civil suit, it would become public, so we might learn more sordid details about Trevor Bauer. So I know that was discussed online. I know that we've discussed it on the show, but that tweet yesterday did go viral late last night, where he said that he hopes it doesn't get to a point where he has to sue Major League Baseball, but that is a last option that he might do if he does not get a gig in the major leagues. So there you go. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros, a huge series against the Baltimore Orioles. They just won 2 of 3 in that huge series They should have swept that huge series against the Chicago White Sox. Well, it's a huge series because Alex Bregman did have this to say. Alex Bregman said, get this, these last games were must win. I like hearing that.
I mean, every game's must win in June. At this point.
They're 2-1 in the must win games.
2-1. So they won 2 of the 3.
Yeah.
Every World Series game's a must win.
Mm.
Every championship series game is must win. Division series game is must win. Every wild card game is must win. And if you win two or three in the wild card, you advance to go get to play five games in the divisional series, a best of five.
Boom.
So, I like how they had to sweep this World Series, though.
They have to. Well,
you don't just win the World Series. You have to sweep the World Series.
Because, Sean, it's time. It's time for the second sweep.
And what better time than against
the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. If they do it, the city will be back. It'll be Astros season again.
Big time.
That sounded sarcastic.
A little bit, but the bandwagon will be very full back up once again.
Right now, the bandwagon is circled. The wagons are circled. But if they get three in a row against the Orioles, and all of a sudden, a little help from the Mariners mm-hmm. losing or the Twins losing, oh, yeah.
And then split against the Rockies?
Hey, come on, man.
Don't say that.
We said positive vibes.
Bad vibes alert,
you brought the bad vibes.
Man.
Sorry. Sorry. But that's
bad vibes alert,
how the season's going.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that you should manifest that energy going forward, big dog.
I didn't manifest anything.
Hmm. I think you did, too. Two versus one. You lose. Okay.
You even fell.
How many times have y'all restarted the season, by the way?
Not enough.
I only done it once.
Okay.
They're 4-2 since I was part of this.
I'm at the point where I'm okay. Shameless. I'll reset the season over and over again. I'm like the person who's absolutely terrible at playing online video games and yet keeps playing online video games. Mm. I will unplug my Xbox. Oh, no. Power outage. I'm sorry. Please don't affect my online rating. Please don't. It was the power. Honest.
Is that your go-to move? Or was it your go-to move?
No, I never would do that. I have honor.
That's good.
But I played people who would do that.
Cowards.
I played that. I just think, listen, you got to take the L. This is a last stand, guys. You know what the Allied forces told the Germans at the Battle of the Bulge when the Ardennes offensive, the Germans had surrounded American and Allied troops? They asked for unconditional surrender. Do you know what the Allied commander said?
No.
Nuts. They just sent the word nuts back.
That's all they said?
That's all they sent.
I like that movie.
Moment of badassery. If you've ever seen Band of Brothers, you would see that happen. Thermopylae.
It's on my list of if the Astro season doesn't turn around, of things I'm going to watch. Band of Brothers.
Oh.
The Battle of Thermopylae?
No.
It's like nuts?
No. I'm not going viral right now.
Thermopylae in 480 BC. The Spartans were asked by the Persians to turn over their weapons. You know what the Spartans said? Come and take them. You could argue that, you know, the flag at Goliad, come and take it, was inspired by the Spartans. Battle of the Little Bighorn. George Custer, you know what that guy was doing on the last stand? Nothing good. Nothing good.
Oh.
It was a bad last stand, but it was a last stand. It was the last stand.
I don't know. We was it good
one,
last
and, one and two? Was it? Did he not? He lost the series. Who won a game but lost the series?
He got swept in the last stand. He got completely swept.
What you're bringing up bad.
No,
vibes.
I'm just
don't
saying.
Put custard on the Astros.
I'm just saying that, well, the Astros aren't custard. They aren't custard. The Astros, more like the Allied attack against the Germans to break out at the Bulge and ultimately turn the tide of the war. Who cares what Russia did? Oh, we're Russia. We actually did more in World War II. Nope. All about the Allied part of it. The real allies. The non-commies. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call. To text, you can join on our Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can also join on YouTube at ESPN Houston if you have any thoughts about the Astros going into this must-win, must-sweep series against the Baltimore Orioles. And an interesting question raised about this coming NFL season. Who's going to be the next team to win a Super Bowl? The Texans? Scalon and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th.
Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.